Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I am joined today by a great guest, one of our very own, the newest member of the Dallas-Fort Worth Lifestyles Unlimited member services team. And we're going to hear her story. Like me, she's been a member for quite some time now. We're going to hear why she joined Lifestyles Unlimited, why she chose real estate investing. And among other things, we've got a lot of topics, a lot of ground we're going to cover. We're going to hear how she hit a bit of a hurdle, but is up and running again. This is a hurdle a lot of you out there could potentially run into. So you're going to want to listen, and we'll throw some ideas your way how to maybe work around that. So again, newest member of our member services team, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andy. It's great to be here. I want to just thank you for having me on and anxious to share my story.
I'm glad you are able to make time today because you know what? I hear you had a bit of a late night. Have you recovered?
We were doing our four-part seminar last night. So, and we have another part number four is tonight. So, we have live stream options and all kinds of ways to learn and get educated.
I know if anybody's been listening to the show for any period of time, they've heard us talk about the two-day, the free workshop. But this is just an extension of that. That is, instead of all day Saturday and all day Sunday, it's done across multiple evenings from the comfort of your home. You can do this virtually. And who was teaching this round?
Greg Scott was, and I have never seen Greg Scott's, his take on it. So although it's the same information, it's the same roadmap. It's everyone has their own special take on it. So, yeah.
And to that point, there are multiple different presenters. So I actually went to the 2-day, Chris, back, I don't know, must have been October, November, December, sometime last year. That's already behind me. But David Fisher does that here in Texas, but we've got a lot of the presenters at the national level that are doing this virtually. And in fact, if you missed the show, this was a couple of weeks ago, I had Greg and his lovely wife, Nicole, on, and we didn't get into the ins and outs of the 2-day or the 4-day or anything like that, but we heard their story. And to your point, each of the presenters comes from somewhere different and brings something, which is a great reason actually to go back multiple times, because you're always going to get a little bit of a different angle on that. But enough about Greg, enough about the 4-day. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and maybe how you came to Lifestyles?
Okay, well, I joined back in 2012, back when Dell was the only one doing the 2-day. My parents brought me in, and I joined that day, so that was kind of exciting. Me and my husband at the time, we refinanced our primary residence and pulled out $30,000, and we're going into our first deal. So,
this is post 2-day, or is this pre 2-day that you're taking this action already?
It's post 2-day. So we immediately went into the refi, pulled out some cash. We had some 401(k)s and things like that of the general nature, but in a little bit of savings, Still, with the 2-day, that was really an eye opener for me. I didn't quite get it, I'm not a numbers person, so I figured, okay, if I don't know the numbers and the spreadsheets and things like that, there's no way I can do this. But heck, I mean, if anyone's bought a house in the past, I mean, it's just doing that again. It's just simply doing that again. So it seemed like totally doable. At the time, back in 2012, the house that I bought, it was a 3-2-1, and purchased it for $50,000. We closed, we used a hard money loan so we could finance all the rehab. And so after, you know, 3 months after that, we, you know, we refinanced out of the 30-year, you know, into a 30-year note. So, yeah.
Right. You followed the process. You went to the 2-day. And for the listener that may not know what the 2-day is, it's 2 days on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, if you come out live, right? You can do the four evenings that we were talking about earlier as well. But day one is devoted to single family investing, learning everything you need for the process. And day two is focused on apartments. You clearly came away like I did. I joined back in 2012 as well. We were the same vintage, I suppose, but we came away and we also went down the single family track. And like you, we had no idea that this was even something we could do. You know, we'd been listening to the radio for far too long, listening to the guy back then, whoever that was, or I know Lynn was on as well, but eventually finally took action and the roadmap was just put in front of us and we followed it. Now I am a numbers guy, Chris, so a little bit of a difference there. So that stuff's always churning in my head, but you don't have to be. What you do have to do is take action, right?
Yeah. So really the only numbers I look at is my expenses and is my, the rent that I'm taking, is that covering your house payment? I mean, that's easy math. Anyone can do that.
Yeah, very upper level. Now, at the time, so you went to the 2-day, and just like then, it's the same way now. In order to go out and attend the 2-day or the 4-day, whatever, you do need to be a Financial Freedom Program member. And I want to go ahead and give out the website right now for the listener. You know, not everybody sticks around through the whole program. They're driving, get to their destination, whatever. I do want you to have this website now. If you'll go to Give Me Total Freedom. That's all written together. Give Me Total Freedom, because that's the goal, right? Financial freedom. So
absolutely.
It's Give Me Total Freedom. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. And you can read about the benefits. We'll probably get into these a little later as well. But there's a promo code if you want to go ahead and join and get out to the next 2-day or dial in for the next evening session. Promo code is all caps, Save Big. And that's going to give you a 2-year membership for $297, heavily, heavily discounted. So check that out. We're going to head into a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about that roadblock that you ran into, because I think a lot of people are going to hit this potentially. So stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and we are joined today by Chris from our member services team here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I just want to throw out my email real quick. If you have any questions for me, or if you have any for Chris, I can relay those to her as well. My email, it's askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. Now, Chris, when exactly did you become a member of the team?
Back at the end of last year, December.
Okay, so very, very fresh on the team. How and I think what were we talking about? Maybe 4 or 5 members just here in Dallas that are alongside you in that role. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great team. Yeah.
And you were telling us in the earlier segment, you're just doing your run-of-the-mill stuff, saving in the 401k, you got the savings here on the side as well. And your parents, of all people, are the ones that connected you with Lifestyles Unlimited. And you went to the 2-day You saw the map. Dell taught my 2-day in 2012 as well.
Yep.
He presents the map wonderfully well. Now, I know Greg does, as you were on with him last night, and the whole team nationally does. I've attended a couple of those 4 days as well online, but you took that map and ran with it and went down the single family path. I did the same thing. You mentioned, and I want to bring this back up because this was 2012, so I don't want the listener to latch onto the number that you threw out.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
What did you pay back then for that first investment house?
That was $50,000.
That's great numbers. I did some of those too. More recently, you closed on a house. What was the purchase price now?
It was $176,000.
And guess what? Here's the big message for the listener. The numbers still work. I have this conversation, Chris, in particular with investors that have been doing this for a while. Some of them are still anchored in the past, and they're having trouble getting beyond that point of 50, 60, 70, 80K for a property, but we're not in those times anymore. So I think you're a great example of that because you've taken action then, you've taken action again more recently. We've seen 100, 120K spread between then and now. It's normal. Don't treat that as a hurdle is the big message for the listener. Now, you may have hurdles in your life, and it may be capital, it may be not having the education. This is a place where you can get that, but you had a particular roadblock that you ran into. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, okay, so I'm an open book. I like to share. So my ex-husband, he was my roadblock. He didn't go to the 2-day. He couldn't see the concept. So when we refinanced, you know, our house payment went up a little bit. I mean, just a tiny bit. The rent we were taking in was more than compensate for that adjustment. But he's a pay your house down kind of guy, and then you save your way out of poverty. So I just felt very strongly that you know, was not where I wanted to go. And of course, you know, I learned those concepts from my parents too. You know, you anchor into a good career job, and you know, you build your 401k, and hopefully you'll be good at the end. You know, at retirement age. So, I saw the light. I saw the roadmap. I thought it was totally doable. Still is today. So for the first, you know, the goodness, 6-7 years after that, after I purchased that first property, I never bought another one. Got the kids raised and out of the house, and got a divorce. My first landing spot was that original rent house that I purchased. So it was nice because, you know, you're fluctuating after a divorce. You know, I didn't want to get into a 1-year apartment lease. I wanted that flexibility to, you know, be where I wanted to be. So that was kind of nice.
Yeah, and that's an interesting angle on a topic I bring up quite a bit, which are creating options in your life and flexibility. And now this is not typically the context within which we discuss this. It's more about the financial side, but I do see investor peers of mine from time to time travel. They sell their personal house, they travel the world, and they come back. Where do they go? Just like you, they land in one of those rental houses. I've seen that multiple times. And in your situation, that gave you that flexibility. And to the notion of a hurdle, and here what we're talking about is that spouse, that significant other that maybe is not on board. And I think this hurdle occurs at varying levels. I've seen it where maybe it's not a hurdle. It's the partner's just not interested. Hey, you go do your thing. That's great. And then we have it where it's a complete roadblock. And now, obviously, we're not saying the solution is to go the divorce route. That's not what I want to say here. Right?
But to be clear, there was other issues and things involved.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, yeah.
We don't need to go into that. That's often the case, I think. But for the listener that maybe is dealing with that situation, really wants to do this thing and needs to convince that spouse, that partner, that husband, wife, that significant other, what are some things they could do to really maybe bring them onto the team?
Yeah. So, I mean, you would, you would get them to a case study. Case study, we do those live streamed, you know. So case study is where we have actual examples of people that have done recent deals. Usually we do two single family examples and one multifamily. So that way you can see exactly how, you know, people have used the roadmap to get where they're at. So it's a visual, you know, you get to ask questions. And they're recent deals. So, you know, it's not something they, you know, they did 10 years ago. So in the 2 day, for me, you know, okay, I was sold on the case study. I was like, this is so doable, I'm in. But after the 2 day, I totally saw the light. So my ex had never done the 2 day. So, I mean, and of course it's not, you know, it's always preferable if both spouses, you know, are aligned in that matter. And as a matter of fact, my new husband is aligned in that matter.
So, gotcha. Good.
You know, we, you know, that certainly helps. You know, we both had the same financial goals and so forth. And he loves his job. He will always do his job, but he, you know, 100% supports me and in what I'm doing. So it's great to have that emotional support too.
It absolutely is. And I know for us, the first deal was scary, but those are two great options. And to our earlier conversation in the first segment about where you were last night supporting Greg on the presentation of the Financial Freedom Seminar online, because we have so much of this online now, it's not pulling teeth. It's not twisting arms to get somebody physically down to our offices in Las Colinas or in Houston or in Phoenix or in San Antonio. Get it on the TV. Get it in the background. Don't do the 2 day in person. Do the 4 day over multiple evenings. It's a little more bite sized. Get that case study running. It's on Facebook. You can follow us there. It's on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel and watch it there. Lots of options. I have one more option I want to present. We're going to head into a quick break. So stick around.
Look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now. Real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm joined today by Chris. Chris is a member of our team here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She's part of member services and our newest member to the team. For the listener, we're not just here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're not just here in Texas. We are national in scope, and we have great folks just like Chris that are supporting you no matter where you sit. So you may be catching the show live in your car right now on the radio in Texas, or you may be listening to the podcast after the fact somewhere in California or Alaska, or heard from a guy across the ocean in Europe not too long ago. So no, it doesn't matter where you are. These are the people you're going to be talking to. And we've heard already, Chris is an investor. Chris, I think everybody on the team that you're working with, they've all got investment property, do they not?
Absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, I have the least amount of properties, but you can't compare your story to other people. You know, it's start where you're at, you know. I mean, I started, you know, with 30,000 you know, with their refi. So,
meaning, and just to clarify, we didn't really get into that much, but you did a cash out refinance on your personal house at the time to get to that 30. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Always a great option. And to the listener, I know if you're paying attention, you know, we've got inflation, you're experiencing that directly in your pocketbook, but you know that interest rates are easing up. And I have to hit this again and again, because you have to take this with some context. We are still way below the rates I was getting when I did this, my first deal, probably you as well, Chris, back in 2012. So don't let that be a hurdle either. Now, we were talking in the prior segment about just one of the roadblocks you ran into, and you gave some great ideas for somebody that does have that spouse or significant other that's dragging their feet, maybe disinterested, or maybe just fully putting up, hitting the brakes, taking them to the case study or showing them that online, especially if it's a numbers person, we get into numbers there, or attending the 2-day in person or doing that online, also an option to do virtually. And I would say, I want to add one more to that list. Now, this might take some sneaking, this might take some doing, but maybe get that house. Maybe ask permission first. Say, hey, honey, I love you, and I know you haven't quite bought into this thing. I've got these funds here. I'm gonna let's make this a test case. I'm gonna show you it works, and you're gonna be floored by the equity that we capture and the cash flow that we generate and the profit and the appreciation, everything that goes hand in hand with our single family houses. See if you can get that rolling and make it a test case. Prove it to them. And then they'll be floored, and then wash, rinse, and repeat, and just keep coming back. Now, Chris, you and I were also talking. There are occasions when you almost fall into a house. So you described a little bit of your newer situation, remarried, and through that process, you guys have picked up another rental. Tell us about that.
My first house purchase after the divorce was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. I mean, it was just me. I didn't need 4 bedrooms, but I knew that was going to be a future rental. I had this in my mind at the time. I was going to just purchase a new house every 2 years and move every 2 years. I mean, it was just me, you know, it would be easy. I know you get a better interest rate when it's your primary residence.
That's true. You know, is there a significance to every 2 years?
I just didn't want to move any sooner than every 2 years.
Convenience. Okay, gotcha.
It's an arbitrary, it was just a kind of a goal thing I had out there. Yeah.
Okay, so you bought a house, 4-bed, 1-bath here in the DFW area.
It is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. Yeah, huh?
2-bath, okay.
And while I was living there, I met my new husband, and he had just purchased a house in the same city. So we lived in my house while we remodeled his house. So that's where we live today, and the original 4-bedroom, 2-bath that I bought after the divorce, that's currently rented out. And at the time, I purchased it at the top of the market, but it's producing so great. And that was about 5 years ago. So, yeah, numbers still work.
Chris, I have to point this out. That is no longer anywhere near the top of the market. What we saw 5 years ago, we have just kept going up and up and up, and you've benefited from that appreciation, the higher rents and everything else.
Absolutely.
That we've seen. So, you know, again, I have to go back to what you said in an earlier segment. You mentioned flexibility and simply taking action and thinking longer term, as you did when you took down that next asset, the one that you have now turned into a rental. You had that in mind. That was the longer term goal. And I think for the listener, if you maybe give that some thought, especially the younger folk out there that are considering this and maybe have a little bit more flexibility on a personal level, no kids yet, that sort of thing, think a little bit longer term as you look for that next or maybe that first home to purchase. So you guys renovated the husband's house, moved in, and turned this thing into a cash flowing monster. 5 years later, do you still have it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I am looking to sell it soon. Not sure when, but yeah.
So you've got a few single family rentals under your belt, and I'm curious, do you use a property manager or how are you operating these?
I do not. I do it myself. Every once in a while, about once every 6 months, I might get a call on my 3 properties, but it's pretty rare. Best product, best price. We, you know, remodeled all of them. They were all in great working condition.
Yeah, you use the term best product, best price, and that's very pivotal, I think, to the fact that you get one, you know, one touch point every 6 months or so, because you're going in and you're identifying those things that need repair or could break in the next, 3 to 5 years, and fixing them up front before you even move anybody in. Number one, that gets the house leased faster because they see what you have on your hands there, what you're offering, best product at the best price. You get the best people, which are easier to manage, and you don't have the maintenance calls that so many people think is going to be a nightmare for them, and it just simply isn't. So I was going to ask you, is it hard to manage? Sounds like it's a pretty straightforward thing, isn't it?
It's pretty easy, yeah. They just, my renters just Zelle the payment straight to my bank account. I did have to do one eviction a long time ago, but even that was easy.
I'll second that. I've done one eviction in 10 years. It was on the second house. And you know why it happened? You know, when we went to the 2 day, Dell probably had you flip to the back of the book and write, I will not do what Dell tells me to do. I will not
Correct.
Do what Dell says.
I did that too. So
we had the map, you and I both. And when it came to leasing that second house, I did not abide by general instruction, you know, what Dell said, and I put someone in I shouldn't have, and I've Correct. Learned since then, and it has not happened again. So even that worst case scenario that so many people think about, eviction, is very much, it's something you can mitigate and avoid if you operate well. So where did you learn how to operate?
Getting the online education, and, you know, I'm just kind of a build your parachute on the way down kind of person.
Okay, so at the guy with the guidance of Lifestyles, and
absolutely, yeah. You just, you know, yeah. I mean, there's always somebody to ask with Lifestyles. You know, with member services, we're pretty much always available, even on weekends. So there's always something going on. So
I think we're going to head into a break here in just a moment, if I'm looking at my clock right. So that's what I want to talk about when we come back from the break in the next segment. Number one, I don't think I've had anyone from Member Services on with me before, so you're my first. And
cool.
I want to talk about what you do in your role so that the listener does know, hey, you know, if I take action, if I go to that website Andy mentioned, which is givemetotalfreedom.com, right? That's where you can learn about the Financial Freedom Program. That's where you would engage someone like Chris. Again, promo code is SAVEBIG, all caps. But if you do that, if you join, well, what are some of the benefits? One is being able to talk to this great lady right here when you do have questions. And we're going to hear what else goes on with the member services team when we come back. So stick around.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Everybody and their brother's an expert. Just ask them. And I feel the same way about real estate gurus. I mean, first of all, about 70% of all the real estate gurus out there right now are members of Lifestyles Unlimited or have been. And they're derivatives of our product. Okay, fine. You know, what is the greatest compliment? You know, somebody copying your stuff. All right, so good, fine. No big deal. But what is the reality of whether or not they're really smart, really gurus? They really know what they're talking about. And in almost every case, the reason they're out there and not within what we do is because they didn't want to make their living doing real estate. They wanted to make their living teaching real estate instead of doing real estate, or they wanted to make money in real estate by basically ripping people off. In other words, they wouldn't follow the rules to keep the people invested in the deals safe.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up. Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the 2 day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The 2 day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I want to give that website out one more time. I was mentioning this just ahead of the break. This is to read about and become a member of the Financial Freedom Program. You can do that if you go to givemetotalfreedom.com. Be sure to use the promo code, all caps, save big, because that's going to give you 2 years, a two-year membership for a very heavily discounted rate. And Chris, if somebody goes out there and becomes a member of the Financial Freedom Program, what are some of the benefits that come with that?
Well, you do get the 2-day financial freedom seminar, so that's nice. You do have access to special events. There's the vendor portal. There's great vendors on there, and some are national, like Lowe's and things like that. Some offer discounts for Lifestyles members. Yeah, you get to talk to me.
Yeah, get to talk to Chris, and I think that's a big benefit. By the way, just so the listener understands, you mentioned the 2-day. You kind of went right past that, mentioned 2-day. This is not a one-and-done thing. So like I mentioned, you can get a 2-year membership. You can keep coming back to that 2-day, do the 4-day online at home as well, as many times as you need to. And in fact, I think it's a great idea. And it's why I keep going back, is because we have different presenters. The markets change, right? We just heard you paid $50,000 for that first house, 170 something for the more recent house. So the markets shift, and it's good to stay in tune with that. So you'll hear the latest and the greatest from those 2-day or 4-day presenters. So it's not just one time. Be sure. And in fact, yeah. I encourage, and I know, I think our members keep coming back as well. I know when I went last, there were any number of folks I've seen for years sitting in and relearning or re-upping their knowledge base right alongside me.
And it's course. A lot of information. So when you take it one time, you're like, wow, it's like drinking from a fire hose. So as you had mentioned earlier, we focus on single family that first day and then multifamily the second day. And back when I took it originally, I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to make it to multifamily. It's like a pipe dream. That's for the big fish. I'm never going to get there. So I really focused on single family. But now that I'm seeing even the bigger picture, and that the multifamily is very doable, and learning some of the ins and outs of that. So it's a lot of information, so I do encourage you to take it more than one time, especially as your goals change.
And change they do. Your situation changed, for example. My situation changed with the birth of our son. Things are always in flux, and goals and whatnot will change. And I want to come back to, again, talking to Chris. You get calls or emails, whatever, as a member of the member services team. What are some of the more common questions you field? If you have a couple, you might want to share.
Okay, so a common question I get a lot, and this is more for the type B type people. They want to know an exact number. They want to know, how much am I going to make here? How much am I going to make here? So, or the rate of return on your investment. Usually I just tell folks every deal is different. If you follow the roadmap, it's pretty, hard to fail that way. And personally, I can only speak to the single family side. I just encourage you to go to a case study. That way you can see actual numbers. People, they open their books. We like to share here at Lifestyle. So, nothing's off the table. So, just ask.
Yeah. And you've got your unique set of experiences. And again, there are five members on the team in Dallas. We have in Houston, San Antonio, there are others. And everybody's gone down the path, single family, multifamily. But we've all done, have our different levels of experience to share. So I imagine people hear from Chris, hear from others on the team as well. And you mentioned something interesting to me. You talked about single family. Hey, great, I can do that. There's no way I can ever do multifamily. There's no way I can become an apartment investor. I think we talked a little bit ahead of the show. Your plans have changed, have they not?
They have. So I am moving into multifamily. I did do a refi, a cash out refi on that, from that very first house. Pulled out some cash for that, so I have that earmarked for my first multifamily deal. I do also have some, you know, some 401k funds to cash out, and I have those my single family rentals that I can also sell at any time. What's a great thing when you have the single family rentals, it's a great exit strategy. No matter what, it doesn't matter if your job moves you, out of the country. You can always just dump your inventory.
Yeah, you've built that flexibility into your life, again, that we were talking about. You know, I think you're a classic example, Chris, of the common progression that I see across the board in investors. We didn't start with a ton of capital either, so we went down the single family route, and we did like you did. We started buying houses, and they've grown in value. They've thrown off a lot of cash flow. We've built up the equity as the residents have paid down the mortgage for us, and we've gotten to the point where we can either do those cash out refis or we can just sell them, and both of those options are on the table for us right now. And that is being done now with the goal, like you, of moving more and more heavily into multifamily. Now, thinking back to your progression over the years, it's been single family focused. Obviously, we talk a lot about education and mentorship and that sort of thing at Lifestyles Unlimited. Thinking about the multifamily side, what are you doing right now to become better educated so you can make that first investment?
So now that I am a preferred member, I do have access to all the training materials for, being a preferred member. So it is a series of videos, and after each video, there's a little quiz. And as you view the video, it has a little check mark at the end, so you can see your progression. You can see what class you have ahead of you. I'm learning a lot that way. I mean, there's a lot to learn with multifamily. I mean, you want to be able to identify some of the better deals to, look at the spreadsheets, things like that. There's the feasibility period, and I want to know what a lead does. So before I had started this process, a lead investor that goes out and, finds the deal and, arranges financing and so forth, I didn't know what they did and what all they entailed in their job. And, they could go through, 6 to 8 months worth of obtaining a deal to just have it fall through.
Yeah, you've been going through the coursework. And prior, this has been a couple of years for me now, but when we finally said, hey, we're making that shift to passive investing in apartments as you are, we did that same thing. And like you said, there's, I think it's like 20 plus courses that we had to work through. Again, education, a lot of it's pre-recorded. There's a test. I mean, it really tests your knowledge. Did I learn from what I just watched on feasibility, on reading a PPN, on each of these parts that go into being a successful passive investor? It's outlined very well. And the same education, only at a different level, is there for our lead investors. And for the listener, a lead is that person that is, in the broader apartment investing market. They're called syndicators or general partner. They're the project managers, like you said, Chris, that are finding that investment opportunity and doing the due diligence, and that ultimately will operate that. You and I, Chris, we're just putting our money in and sitting back and waiting for that mailbox money to come back our way quarterly.
And the instructors, they're phenomenal. Like Curtis Haynes, J.B. Durham. I just feel so grateful that I found Lifestyles and these people they're just giving back.
Yeah. I want to mention one other thing. We talked about ways to overcome that hurdle if it's a spouse, a partner, or whatever. We talked about the case study. We talked about the 2-day. We talked about a few other things. There's one other thing you can do. You can get on down to Houston. We've got a great event coming up very soon. It's our Wealth and Passive Income Expo 2022. It's going to be in Houston, March 16th through the 19th. Go to the website wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com to learn more about that. And you can get a discount there as well if you use my name, Andy, all caps, A-N-D-Y. Gives you a discount on any of the passes or packages. Again, that's Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Am I going to see you down there, Chris?
Absolutely. I can't wait. And honestly, this is my first one. So, I'm super pumped and, I'll be working it. So come find me.
Yeah, yeah, Chris will be there. I'll be there. You mentioned the mentors, the people that put the education together that we're talking about with the apartment education. They'll be down there. Single family mentors, multifamily mentors, realtors, everybody you need will have our expert hall with the very vendors that you talked about earlier. Financial Freedom Program benefits you with if you join. Lots of options, but come on down to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And Chris, I thank you for sharing your story, helping us overcome that one hurdle in particular, and everything else that you've got going on, and telling us about the membership services here in Dallas. Thank you for listening. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I started out with the rule, never spend more than the maximum you've made in any 1 year. That would be the most expensive home that I could afford. When I was young, I was making $40,000 a year. I bought a $40,000 one-bedroom condo. Later on, when I was making $100,000 a year, I went and I bought myself a $120,000 three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage home, brand new from a builder. A little later, I was making, you know, more than $200,000 a year. I bought myself a 200,000, 4,000 square foot home. When I made $1 million a year, I went and I bought myself a 5,000 square foot, $1 million home. And then later, I bought a $5 million home, but I bought it for half price, like $2.4 million or something like that. So what I paid for it, it was almost an investment to me, but it was still way less than I'd made in any 1 year. So it was all within this conservative take that you don't spend more than 1 year's worth of income in the place you live.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.